You know, it would be interesting to try to map it out on a whiteboard or something, all the different ways the virus, the pandemic can go. Someone just asked me, when will we be able to not wear masks? And you know, you hear that in the interviews. Wolf Blitzer asks it. Maybe he doesn't ask it so much anymore, but you hear it a lot. And the only answer is that nobody knows. And I mean, nobody can know because it, and this is something Andrew Cuomo used to say in his briefings, is that because you have to tell me what else happened. Did people mitigate? Did they wear masks? Did they socially distance? Did they get tested? If they got tested and they tested positive, were, did they isolate until they were clear of the virus? All these things would bear on the answer to, would, you know, determine the answer to the question. So these are all unknowns. Nobody knows what's going to happen there. And even that's not enough, okay? Because the virus, people who have immunity, I mean, the assumption is enough people will have gotten it and will have gotten vaccinated. When you add it all up together, the virus slows down so much that it's no longer mutating and everything starts working together with each other and we knock the virus down. Whenever people don't think, the scientists don't think that this virus is ever going to be contained, that it's going to go from being pandemic to endemic, which means it will echo over time. Every 3 years or every 5 or 10, there'll be another round of infections. And like other pandemics have, I mean, it's the nature of pandemics that they do eventually, it's like a wave. It, you know, it eventually dissipates over what is a very long period of time. I mean, I read a couple of books about the 1918 pandemic, and one of the interesting things about it is that it's still out there. It shows up every few years. It was called the H1N1 virus, and it still shows up every few years. It's mutated, but it's in that strain, and they think that's what's going to happen with this too. But it's still deadly, and nobody knows how long it will be. And maybe this will be different from all the ones in the past. No one knows, because it's like, it also depends on the rolling of the dice and the velocity of the virus. How many infections does it create? Every time it creates an infection, that's another chance for it to mutate. So throw that in there. Okay. But you've also got the vaccine. I mean, in other words, if all we had was mitigation, which is what it was like in 2020, then it would just be a function of mitigation and mutation. Those would be the two factors to determine. And since we weren't mitigating very well, we were just waiting to get mutated on. Apparently that's happening. We don't know. Maybe it's been happening all along. In the United States, we don't have the technology distributed enough to be able to track the mutations. It's quite possible, for example, that the UK variant was just as dense here in the United States, but they knew it and we didn't, because they have a lot of machinery. They have, for whatever reason, they decided they wanted to be able to track the variants. So they have the equipment and it's distributed and they have enough of it to be able to follow it a lot better than we can. And I'm assuming that the Biden administration is, you know, using the Defense Production Act or whatever, throwing money into this to get us caught up, because our behavior, it will depend on how much we know about what variants are out there and what their properties are. Because then the question comes in is, what's the rate of transmission? What's the R naught? In other words, how many people get infected from one person? All these things affect the outcome, right? And, but we have a common goal, and the goal this is a sickness of the human species. It's not any individuals. I heard a guy on Twitter talk about, the chances of me transmitting it and people getting it, it's so small, I don't need to wear the mask. And I go, whoa, where did you get all that from? First of all, here's the thing that I'd love to tell that guy, if he would listen to me, is that you don't know that you're immune. You just hope that you're immune. Yeah. Now, the drug, I'm vaccinated too, right? The vaccine that I took was tested in 2020 against the virus that was out there in 2020. It was not tested against the virus that's there in 2021. It's only theoretical that the virus that's out there now can't get through the vaccine that I've been taking. They say it's encouraging, but it's too early to say that we won. It's too early to say that even one individual who was vaccinated won. The best you can say is you hope. Really, seriously, this is the scientific method, and it's the only way to approach these things. Feelings don't count for shit. You have to know when you don't know. And we don't know. So we're just honest. There's a strategy, and we're executing to the strategy. And we're going to watch and see what happens, and we're going to hope for the best. That's science. Hope is what science is doing right now. We feel good about it. It's like, it's like a basketball team going into a basketball game. They feel good about it. Everything feels great. But you don't know if you're going to win. Same thing. We may feel great. We may feel, wow, we did really good. Look at how fast we produced the vaccine. The virus doesn't care about how well we did and how fast we produced it. And if Trump was really responsible, the virus doesn't know about any of that shit. It doesn't care. It's just going to keep looking, poking at that barrier we put in there. And it's going to keep varianting. And as it's a fucking cloud, these things are not conscious. They're just as collectively, as we need to think of it too, as collectively, they're just trying shit out. And maybe one of them will get through. And the one that gets through, here's the bad news. The one that gets through has an advantage over the ones that don't. Because it gets to live another day. It gets to have another generation. And especially if the fucking vaccinated asshole that feels immune, who, by the way, is not, decides, I don't need to wear a mask. So this is like the worst. And from what I understand, this totally is within the realm of possibilities. Some jerk gets vaccinated, feels invincible, takes the mask off, goes out in the world. Oh, it's so great to be able to breathe free again. Catches the variant that goes right through the vaccine, and then goes hangs out with some of his friends who are vaccinated. Of course, because they're vaccinated, they're not wearing masks, and he breathes all over them and says, it's so nice to be able to breathe with no mask. And they all die. But before they die, they transmit it again, and because it gets around the vaccine, it's got a big advantage over the ones that don't get through the vaccine. And all of a sudden, within days, because people are being such dicks about this, it's now out there and it's the dominant strain because it has this huge advantage. And that's why Neanderthal was too polite a word to use for what the governor of Texas, one of our largest states. I mean, you could say, okay, Vermont did it. Yeah, all right, Vermont. But Texas is like the third largest state. I mean, there's California, Florida, Texas, I don't even think New York's in there. I think the city is big, but the state's not so much. Texas, big fucking state. Wow. You know, a lot of people will be smart and will wear the mask, right? But the people who don't think they need to wear a mask, now there's no chance of getting them to wear a mask. It's over. And it's the stupidest thing they can do. And it's not just for them. It's for everybody. They become the petri dish for mutation. The faster, every time someone gets infected, is a chance for the virus to mutate. So if you want to slow down the rate of mutation, you have to slow down the rate of infection. A big state like Texas deciding it's time to go back to what we think normal is, they're just like crazy. It's just fucking crazy. I mean, it's the same group of people, the same mentality that determined the right thing to do was to send 5,000 crazy people into the Capitol and try to kill the Vice President of the United States. Don't forget, they do crazy shit. This is what they do. You can argue about why they do it, but you're never really going to know. But the fact is they do it. And here we are. And at the White House, they must be flipping out. I hope they're flipping out. And I hope they're thinking about ways to route around this. One thought I had, I need to wrap this up pretty soon, I think. How long have I been talking? 11 minutes. Thought I had was, how about, like, you know, in the Cold War, we had Radio Free Europe, which is a radio network in Europe that communicated behind the Soviet Union sphere of influence. So if you were living in Romania or Bulgaria or Czechoslovakia or Hungary, Poland, Lithuania, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, God, I can name a lot of these. If you're living in any of those places, or Russia for that matter, we broadcast into those countries. It wasn't that big a deal in the United States, but from what I understand, it was a big deal to the people who were living in those countries because the United States, I'm sure the United States was nothing like perfect about this, but at least they got another point of view. And so I would think Radio Free Texas would be a good idea right now, is go ahead and beam it in to the state of Texas that, look, they're lying to you and you need to know this and you need to not believe it, and go put your mask on and whatever. Do the best we got to do the best we can. So every person wearing a mask. Look, the bottom line is this. You wear the mask. That's it. Wear the fucking mask and shut the fuck up. I'm sorry I said it that way, but it's the truth. You really do. This is amazing to me. That educated, intelligent people will argue with you about this and say, no, you know, this is what we know this and we have these facts and here are the studies and blah, blah, blah. The truth is the studies don't prove shit. They're not even necessarily testing the virus that you got or that you're going to get. So everything they're saying is about some virus that was around in 2020 and isn't the virus we're dealing with right now. This is all moving. It, you know, there are a lot of models. I think that sports isn't bad for modeling this. It's a competition. It's a game, and it's heartless. Winning is everything, and that goes for, there are two sides. There really are two sides to this one. And another thought, by the way, is that, you know, I'm always, I don't like horse race reporting for news, for elections and politics and stuff like that. They get, you know, they start talking about the 2024 election before we even had the 2020 election. But this is a horse race. This is something where you want to be aware of the two sides. There really are two sides. You talk about polarization. The virus wants to kill us, and we want to kill the virus. And it's not, like, figurative. It's literal. And until we get that virus down and contained, oh, we're never going to get it contained, but slow it down. Until that happens, it's just going to be this unknown, crazy, mutating thing that we're trying to stay a couple of steps ahead of with limited success. Okay, that's it. That's what I got to say. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.